Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, how sweet it is to go to Motown, not on a Monday, but on a Saturday, and kick the crap out of the Detroit Lions. The number one seed, they lose again. As has been the case, as we mentioned throughout last week, you knew the Commanders had a chance, but statistically, mathematically, realistically, number one seeds lose more often than you think in the divisional playoff round. They just don't always lose by 14 to Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders. But again, don't just give credit to Jaden Daniels. Give credit to, obviously, the entire offense. No sacks. Very few pressures, ultimately. Clean pockets. I mean, they did allow some pressures. I don't want to say that they didn't allow pressures. But only when, really, they were blitzing the Detroit Lions. And Austin Ekeler, after the game, now this I don't think is going to be part of the interview portion that we have for you, talked about how they surprisingly played a lot of zone, which I was wondering throughout the week, right? Because the book on Aaron Glenn and Detroit's defense was man, 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 pressure, pressure, blitz, blitz. Well, they played zone. And that's from Ekeler. I haven't charted exactly how many snaps and whatever they played zone, but they played a lot of zone. More zone than they were expecting. Let's put it that way. And yet the Commander still carved them up, and Jaden still carved them up, and we gave you some of the numbers earlier on. All right, let's get back to the calls to get to you so we can start sprinkling in the interviews, and we get you aboard at 301-230-0980. Let's start with line 7. Kyle is in D.C. To get us going here in the second hour of the program. Kyle, congratulations. How are you, pal?
Good afternoon, Chris, man. I'm doing wonderful.
Beautiful. This is good wonderful to hear from you.
Yeah, man. First off, I'd like to start off with giving all glory to God, because without him, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be in this position. And, oh, man, how sweet it is to just even have the chance to go and show what we can do, you know, against a division foe. And I know a lot of callers have been calling in, you know, talking about the Detroit game. Listen. That's done with. We knew what we had to do. We went in there, laid the smack down on to the next one. So now my message for the team is, let's lock in. Let's lock in. Please, I don't know what you got to do. You need some ashwagandha, shilajit, whatever you got to do, lock in. It's the third meeting. Watch the film. Man, because look, we didn't make it this far to go up and lose to a team we've beaten already.
Mm-hmm.
So we've proven we could do it. Let's go get it done. But, man, I'm telling you, like, I'm 33 years old, and this is the best I ever seen this team. This is probably the happiest I've been in my life.
So you were born in 91?
I was born in 91, Chris.
Okay, so you didn't see, obviously, because you were in diapers. You didn't see, obviously, even that great 91 championship run. So for you, truly, this is it, man. There's a lot of fans that haven't seen that either, but you were born right on that borderline.
Man, I was having a conversation with a friend yesterday, man. I'm just speechless. Like,
yeah.
It's so much I can say. I got a Commander sweater on. I had it on for the past 2 days. I might just set a fuse into my body. I don't know. I'm not taking it off. I don't know. But
attaboy. Oh, attaboy. Well, man, whatever you wore on Saturday night, wear it again on Sunday afternoon because it gave some good karma. No doubt about it. I appreciate you, Kyle. I'll let you run on that. Congratulations again. I can hear the happiness and joy in your voice. Let me tell you something. Being around Detroit, obviously, of course there were plenty of Commanders fans. Not as many Commanders fans as there were in Tampa because, again, the prices were way, way lower and easier to get, not to mention it's a destination. But I will tell you this, on my flight home yesterday, there were plenty of Commanders fans walking around all over the airport. And, I mean, the Delta terminal in Detroit is never-ending. And I went from, I think, gate 18 to gate 78 or whatever it was. And I mean, my legs are killing me, but I saw so many Commanders fans and Redskins fans, obviously, walking around, so much burgundy and gold. It was almost like they won a big playoff game in Detroit the night before. Oh, wait a second. They did. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to my pal Jason in Laurel on line one, Maddie. Dial up Jason here. Jace, congratulations, pal. Happy for you and everyone else. I know it means a lot to you. Go right ahead.
Richard was awesome. You know, I had my daughter this weekend. I think I sent you some pics. We had a nice spread out. We had just a great game. I think midway through that second quarter, which is amazing second quarter, I said, hey, we win this game. We never gave up the lead. And I think, you know, I've talked about this, but I think the pressure that Jane Daniels and our offense does, it puts defensive coordinators in bad spots. It puts teams in bad spots. I think that's why they made some of the mistakes that they made. He is the rising tide that lifts all boats. And, I mean, it is amazing. But I also think that we really need to talk about how hard this defense hits. You know, they broke a guy's arm. They knocked Goff out for a little bit. This defense has been hitting hard. They knocked Hurts out for several weeks. I got to say, we got to be the team that none of these other three teams want to play. I believe that. And I know we got all week to talk about the game that's coming, but we're going to see it first. We haven't seen Jaden play a team for a third time. I'm excited to see what that looks like. I mean, you know, he's been doing the work. You know, his work ethic is – everybody knows the stories. Now he's going to get a third opportunity at a team in 1 year. I'm really curious what that's going to look like. And
it's a great point. I thought about that, but it's a great point that, you know, for him and really for pretty much everybody, again, this is a new thing, even though others who have been with other organizations have probably experienced it before. Like, I'm sure Marshawn Lattimore, you know, at one point early in his career or earlier in his career, had this. Maybe not. I don't remember. Maybe Eckler, maybe somebody, you know, maybe Fowler. I can't remember. But either way, the point is he has not. And you remember what happened the last time these two teams went at it, right? He didn't play his best game, but he also carved up a huge couple of just mind-boggling blunders that Philadelphia had communication-wise on the back end. And if you give him a sliver, if you give him a slice, he is going to just chop you up and make you pay and pummel your ass. And that's what the Lions did last night.
Is our signature game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually think that game is our signature game because we turned the ball over five times against the best defense in the league, and we still won.
Yeah, it took a lot of communication blunders and wide open guys in order to get that done. That's probably not going to happen again. But I would also counter and say, well, it's not very likely, if at all likely, even though Detroit just did it, that Jaden and the Commanders are going to turn the ball over five times and really six times if you count the first drive at midfield where they went for it on fourth and one and Robinson got stuffed. It was really six times,
Rich,
including
I'll say
one
now,
on
man.
Downs.
Get your Super Bowl travel tickets ready because we're going, buddy. We're going. Boy.
Thank you, Jace. Glad you had a good time. Send me those pictures again. I don't know if I saw them or not. Maybe it just got lost in transmission because my phone was blowing up on Saturday and into Sunday. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Let's go to our guy, Lou. who can't complain about Benjamin St. Juice today, right, Lou?
Stay away. Hey, there's another. I think it's 35, man. He need to stay off the field too, man. He's a liable. But
you talking about Chris, Percy Butler?
Man, yeah, he's he'd be out there just running around like lost, man. But today's not the day. Today's I want to take a moment to thank, you know, these ownership, and I also want to thank Chicago Bears for taking Caleb Williams, man. That got to be like, I don't know, man. It's just. I mean, it's surreal, dude. Like, you got my whole family out here. It's like, my little nephews just with the Terry jersey. They just, I mean, this all it does, what winning does to an organization, having a good ownership, this is what it does, man. It wakes up, like, it wakes people up, man. And, and from the little ones to us being, you know, I mean, 10 years ago, Chris, when I called the radio station, I'm not trying to rub it in, but I was told that the team was never going to be sold. It would never happen. And I was told by, you know, a couple of people that's still on the station. You know, I still got love for these guys, but.
Yeah. I want to say this. I don't think I ever said such a thing because, you know, I always knew that there was a possibility that he could be forced out or pressured out or what have you, that things would come crumbling.
Right.
But. Did I think it would happen not only that way, the way it went down, then the changeover, then the takeover? And, you know, as you're going to hear, if you haven't heard it, you know, caught up with Josh along with Ben Standig after the game. Again, for that guy who everybody celebrated, hey, he's a fan, he grew up a fan. You know, I said, well, Dan grew up a fan too. The difference is that Josh Harris is really smart and employs the right people and chooses the right people and has a perspective that Dan Snyder never had. And that's the difference. It's not being a fan of the team as opposed to a businessman. He wants to make money. He is a fan. He grew up a lifelong Washingtonian, and so did Dan Snyder. The difference is Dan was, well, Dan was an egomaniac, and Dan was absolutely uncontrollable and revengeful and spiteful and all of that stuff. Whereas Josh Harris is a human being. He's a and not only is he a human being, but he's also like think about it, right? They hired, you could not ask, at least a year in, and I thought it would work the way it sort of has. You could not hire two better human beings, Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, to get the rebuild, the reload, the relaunch started. You could not possibly do any better.
Man, I'm still in cloud now, dude. I say this season is just, you know, just icing on the cake. Whatever happens, it happens. And for them to get to the NFC East, and I mean, look, man, I'm not jumping on the Super Bowl stuff. I'm going to just wait Sunday. Play 60 minutes, all phases, just the way they did in Detroit, and then whatever the outcome, I'm still going to be happy, regardless what the outcome is going to be. But at this moment, Jaden and the organization, man, they really brought, like, happiness and tears, like a joy. I can't explain it, man. I just can't explain it in just year one. Think about next season when we, you know, sign up all these guys that wants to come over here and play.
Yeah.
We going to be the face of this, the league now. It's like the league want to copycat of what we doing. So, I mean, come on, man. It's surreal. I'm just thankful for these ownership and especially Jaden and Chicago Bears. And I don't know what to say. I'm out of words.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
Go, man.
I understand.
Go, man. No more Motown, baby.
No. We're going to do Motown Monday because, hey, that's what we do, and they went to Detroit. We'll play Go-Go throughout the week.
Up,
we got
man.
Plenty of time to play Go-Go. We're doing our thing.
Maddie, man,
we were going to ban Motown if they lost. We're not doing it because they won, because they went to Motown and they kicked their ass. All right, appreciate it. I got to let you run. 301-230-0983. I love how everybody wants to play DJ on this show. We got more important things to worry about than DJ. I mean, Maddie's just doing what I tell him to do. I'm just saying, don't blame Matt, blame me. But like, let's, you know, let's relax. Okay, we do Motown Monday every Monday. We were going to suspend it if they lost, but being that they won, why Like, we have all week to play go-go. We have all week. We have all week. And maybe we'll have a Philadelphia spin, too, later on in the week. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Why don't we take a quick timeout? We'll reset. And then we're going to come back and we'll start sprinkling in the interviews that I had after the game. And, Matt, why don't we get to Dante Fowler when we return on the other side? I think it's about 4 minutes. But Dante Fowler had a huge impact, including – on the second play of the game, and then that phantom face mask, and he addressed both coming up with me Saturday night in Detroit. I think you're really going to enjoy Dante Fowler if you haven't heard him in this kind of setting. Obviously, a huge part of the defensive performance overall in leading to an NFC divisional playoff win. For the Washington Commanders, again, you can hear the Commanders and the Eagles in the NFC Championship Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us. All right, everybody, we welcome you back on this Victory Monday NFC Division Playoff win in the books. And yes, it is still, like I said, a Motown Monday as the Commanders went to Detroit, Rock City, Motown, and left their stamp and ruined the playoff party for the Detroit Lions. And, you know, listen, the Lions are probably going to lose both Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn here. It looks like Glenn is either going to wind up with the Jets or the New Orleans Saints. Looks like Johnson's going to wind up probably with the Las Vegas Raiders, but who knows exactly how this is all going to play out. But it looks like they're going to lose both of those guys. Now, the Commanders could lose, yes, Cliff Kingsbury, sure, although I've been convinced that he's not going anywhere, but the defensive coordinator, my God, Joe Witt Jr. interviewed with the Jets literally, like, I don't know, 10 o'clock Sunday morning. They must have gotten back at like 4 in the morning, maybe a little bit later than that, did that. And then supposedly, according to Ed Werder of ESPN, Anthony Lynn, the former Charger head coach, the assistant head coach, running back coordinator, all that, you know what kind of valuable resource he's been. There's mutual interest between he and the Dallas Cowboys to become their next head coach. Now, mutual interest does not mean that he's going to get the job, but, you know, I'm talking about Brian Schottenheimer over there. Anthony Lynn, you know, obviously has a better resume than that. So we will see where that goes. Just want to pass that along to you, and we'll see what everything else shakes out and if there's any other defections, because it's not only just losing a coach to a head coaching position, but a lot of times that head coach takes somebody else or two or three or four. So we'll have to keep track. But this is the price that you pay for being what is now considered one of the upper echelon organizations in the NFL. And again, you get guys that want to come here and get guys that want to come here on 1 year, make it, break it type deals. You know, maybe they revitalize their career in a big or good spot and they make a lot of money like Dante Fowler has. He came over here on a 1 year deal. It was with Dan Quinn, Joe Witt with the Dallas Cowboys last year. Obviously a former top five pick. It hasn't quite worked out exactly for him, but man, he's been huge in some spots this year for the Commanders and was certainly huge on Saturday night. I caught up with him in the locker room for the Commanders after beating Detroit.
Obviously, you know, the turnovers are going to be the big story, but you were out there hunting and chasing. I mean, you were all over the place out there. From an individual perspective, I mean, I'm sure you have to feel good about what you were able to do.
Yeah, I was just, you know, focusing on what my role was today, and I was just to set violent edges and, you know, get to the ball as quickly as I can and try to put Jared in the shit storm and make him throw, you know, off his timing and not throw, you know, the balls that he wanted to throw. And, you know, I just tried to take it out every play. I think I had one bad play where I had a face mask penalty. You know, I had to erase that as well.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about, because the video replay showed you did not. Yeah. You did not grab him by the face mask. Mm-hmm. Then you grabbed him by the shoulder.
Yeah.
So you thought you did, or you?
I didn't think I did. All I just know was they threw a penalty, a 15-yard penalty right on number six.
So, right.
You know, I just wanted to erase that, clean that up, you know, try to get my you know, make another big play for the defense, you know, just to try to get offense back to ball.
Okay, so you haven't seen a replay of it, so...
No, I didn't see the replay. All I just remember is I seen the end of of it, it looked like it was a face mask. And I remember Bobby was trying to plead to the referee that it wasn't a face mask. So I believe Bobby. I just erased it and went to the next play.
He was right. He was right. There was not a face mask. The turnovers in general, though, how much does that allow you guys to say, okay, you know what, we're not going to be perfect. This is a juggernaut offense, but we can make it up on the back end. Yeah. We can erase some things that maybe didn't go our way.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing today. Like, we talked about that we needed at least 2 turnovers, and we emphasized that every day, and we got 5. So, man. Kudos to those guys being able to get the ball. We've been talking about getting the ball out all season. And why not do it at the right times during these times? So, man, it's just cool. That also give us a good confidence booster when we get the ball, get the offense back the ball, and they get some points. It just, you know, make us want to go back out there and get them back the ball.
I know you've been in a lot of big games and a lot of situations. This is your first year here. Mm-hmm. Can you – I mean, obviously this means, I'm sure, a lot for you guys in this locker room, but can you kind of, like, tell what it means to the fan base?
Oh, I know it means a lot to the fan base. Just seeing how the fans are, you know, back at home, seeing them around here in the hotel, just, you know, outside when we're pre-gaming and stuff like that. I just see all the love. I know that they're real passionate. I got some friends back home in St. Petersburg, Florida, that are, like, diehard Redskins fans. So, man, we all over the place. Love this fan base. Man, we just want to keep going, you know, keep doing what we got to do to bring a big thing back home for the city.
One last one for you, if you don't mind. You guys were waving goodbye after that final turnover, and, you know, I mean, obviously you're saying hello to the NFC Championship game. I mean, when you get to celebrate a little bit like that, what does that say about all the work that you put in throughout the week that we don't get to see?
Yeah.
All the work that you put in during the offseason, those moments?
Yeah, it says a lot, man. We work our tails off. You know, we believe in each other. I think the belief that we have in each other is just to keep going out there and playing. When it's ups and downs, ebb and flows, we just stay neutral and just keep believing in each other and just keep working our tails off and, you know, try to reap the benefits, you know, by getting a W. And, you know, a lot of guys on these teams, you know, been going through a lot of hard times being with this franchise for a couple of years. So just to be able to see them win and win playoff games and see the joy, like the genuine joy and the smiles on their faces, you know, I love that.
All right, that is Commanders defensive end edge rusher Dante Fowler Jr. on one of those one-year deals. And a chance to make a lot of money, especially performances like that. And again, I go back to the second play on Saturday night of the game. Zane Gonzalez kicks the ball out of bounds, and you think, oh no, you're in trouble already. Detroit's got the ball at the 40, run stop by Frankie Louvu, I think, for 2 yards on the first play. And then Fowler off the right edge of the defense just blows into the backfield for, I think, a 4-yard loss, forcing a 3rd and 13. And they got out 3 and out and stemmed the tide from, again, Detroit getting great field position to start that game and an already lathered up crowd to get even more explosive. You cannot forget about that sequence. I'm not going to let anybody forget about that sequence because that was so important, so needed, so crucial ultimately in the end. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Still to come, you'll hear conversations with Jonathan Allen, Austin Eckler, and Commanders owner Josh Harris. All short. We'll sprinkle them in over the next hour and a half. We'll sprinkle in your phone calls as well if you want to make them and you want to get aboard here. I know a lot of people have the day off today, Martin Luther King holiday, and everything else going on here. I understand we got the College Football National Championship coming up tonight. I understand you're all looking ahead to Philadelphia, but we're here for you to celebrate, to talk to you, to let you pound your chest a little bit and get it, you know, just to feel good after being basically kicked in the nuts for 30 plus years by the previous ownership, previous management, previous executives, and quite honestly, by an organization that was run amok for so long. It is a brand new day. Nothing else is guaranteed. A win is not guaranteed on Sunday. A Super Bowl trip is not guaranteed. Even if you get there, that's not guaranteed. So on and so forth. You know how precious these moments are. So allow yourself to think big. Allow yourself to dream big and to smile and to feel good about what your football team has put forward. And yes, hopefully this is just scratching the surface of what is still to come. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Coming back, we'll hear my conversation with Jonathan Allen after a win and you'll hear him talk about why this win is so important to him, and probably put a smile on your face as well. First, a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, indeed, the Commanders are heading to the NFC Championship game, as we've been talking about with you. 45-31 victory in Motown on Saturday night to beat the number one seed Detroit Lions, and now it's off to Philadelphia, who beat and outlasted the L.A. Rams in the snow yesterday, 28-22. We'll see about Jalen Hurts. I'm sure he'll be limited throughout the week in practice. Banged up yesterday, despite Saquon Barkley and the Eagles getting the win to advance to the NFC Championship game. Again, you can hear Sunday's title game for a trip to New Orleans and the Super Bowl right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app via our friends at Westwood One. Tonight's College Football National Championship game, Notre Dame and Ohio State, the 14-1 Irish against the 13-2 Buckeyes in Atlanta. And will it be Ohio State, who's been dominant in the first quarter, scoring 42 points combined in the playoffs to get here, or Notre Dame, who hasn't allowed a point in the first quarter? That's one of the main storylines. Ohio State, 8.5-point favorites. And from baseball, how about this? The Orioles, with another free agent defection after losing Corbin Burns earlier this offseason, Anthony Santander is now a member of the Toronto Blue Jays, pending a physical, a five-year deal worth around $90 million. And that's what's trending. All right, everybody, we welcome you back on this Victory Monday as we continue along right here on the Team 980. And coming up in just a moment, we'll get back to your calls. AP, I'm coming at you in just a couple. Hang tight for that. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. On this Victory Motown Monday. Yes, the Commanders going to Detroit, Motown, and kicking the crap out of Dan Campbell and the Lions, and doing it in impressive fashion, obviously winning by 14 and with the five turnovers. And even though they didn't really get huge production out of, as my partner on Wednesday and Thursday calls them, the Alabama bank robbers, even though they didn't get huge production from them, you know what this win means for Jonathan Allen, who grew up in the area, who grew up thinking about Redskins Park and playing football in this talent-rich area and maybe being a member of the organization one day. And he was drafted in the first round, 2017, and there's been a lot of frustration and a lot of losing, and a lot of people thought he wasn't going to be here, A, because of injury, B, because, you know, he had said he was frustrated and maybe a new regime wanted him out and maybe he wanted to get out. And we'll see what happens from here on out, but this win certainly is the culmination of a lot of hard work and a lot of time and a lot of dark days for Jonathan Allen of the Washington Commanders. Take a listen.
Jonathan, you've been here obviously for a while. I know there's been a lot of frustrating days. Can you explain for you specifically what this means, the kind of culmination to get to this point?
It means a lot. You know, growing up in the area, I've always been a fan of this organization, and to be a part of it and being able to play in the NFC Championship game is something that I'll never forget. So I'm excited, but it's one of those things where I'm not able to thoroughly enjoy it until after, because I'm just so locked in on what we got to do to continue the season.
You've been back for a couple of games now. Like, I mean, are you feeling like back to yourself and like, you know?
Yeah, I'll say this game I felt really good. Obviously, a couple plays I wish I could have back, but until I watch the film, it's really hard to grade my performance. But as a defense, I think we played really well, and I'm excited for next week.
Those turnovers, they allow you obviously to give a little if you can make them. Is that kind of the approach almost when you have to deal with kind of an offensive unit like that?
When you got an offensive unit like that, it's going to be a dogfight for 60 minutes, and that's what it was. So a bunch of guys, Mikey Sanders, they made a lot of great plays, and we made the plays we needed to win the game.
What was the locker room in here before we got in here? How raucous was it? I mean, it sounded pretty raucous.
Excited. Very excited. But not satisfied. Nowhere near satisfied. So we're going to enjoy this. But once we land back in Virginia, it's going to be back to work.
Does it matter to you, Philadelphia or the Rams?
Not at all.
All right, that was Jonathan Allen in my postgame conversation. Obviously, that was Saturday night in Detroit before we knew it would be the Philadelphia Eagles. So it doesn't matter. And I would be willing to bet it doesn't matter to a lot of the guys. They'll say all that. Nobody was going to say, oh, we'd take on, like to take on the Rams because we'd like to go to SoFi Stadium where we'll have more fans. Or, oh, it's so cold in Philadelphia. No. As a matter of fact, I was thinking to myself, and before we get to AP, you know, who they would match up better against. And I didn't really allow myself to think a lot about it, just because, like, I'm not, as you guys know, I'm fairly not optimistic. I have a lot of worries, anxieties, fears, and that is, you know, rooted in what you hear on the radio. But that's real me. That's authentic me. That's not me trying to play a role. You know, some people around here like to try and play a role. I'm me. I'm authentic. I'm real. Whether you like it, you don't like it, whatever. And I was wrong a lot on this game. I was right on a lot of things, but I was wrong a lot on this game, right? But if I was 100% right, or even close, I'll tell you this much. I'd probably not be here, okay? I'd probably be on some yacht with maybe crossing Dan Snyder in the middle of the Baltic Sea or something like that if I was right 100% of the time. But I'm real, right? And, you know, one thing that kind of struck me as I was walking around the locker room is, you know, again, none of those guys cared who they were going to play. And also, and you heard Jonathan kind of reference it, you know, how loud the locker room was, and we could hear it. We could hear the celebration through the walls at Ford Field, and trust me, they whooped it up, okay? It's not like they are void of emotion, but when it's time to be a professional, it's time to be a professional, and you would have never known that they just upset the world, that they just took away Boy Wonder Ben and that sexy offense. You would have never known that they won anything more than, I don't know, just a regular season game. There was there were smiles, there were congratulations, but it wasn't like, oh, we've arrived, we've done this, baby, it's all downhill, it's all gravy, you know, all that stuff. There was none of that. But there was also a deep appreciation from guys like Jonathan Allen. And listen, I understand. He's kind of in the crosshairs, you know, of a lot of people. And more so, and I think fairly, Daron Payne. And, you know, what I can't remember where it was in the game. But when I was fairly convinced that they were going to win, so it must have been like midway through the fourth quarter, I looked at the numbers. And I said, man, Jonathan Allen's got one tackle. And Daron Payne was not even listed in the official statistics. And they won a game by 14 points. And I started to think, well, listen, it sucks that a lot of their cap and a lot of their resources have gone to two guys that, in any reasonable point of view, haven't made enough impact plays. It's not like they haven't made any impact. They have. But they haven't made enough impact plays that make you go, okay, that's money well spent. And I don't know how they're going to deal with this moving forward because, again, Dante Fowler is a free agent at the end of this year. Bobby Wagner is. Frankie Louvu and Dorrance Armstrong are not. But they have some free agents in that front seven. And I don't know how it's all going to shake out and how it's all going to work out. And if I could, I would probably choose Jonathan Allen over Daron Payne, but that's a different discussion for a different day. But I still was happy for a guy like Allen, who, again, grew up in the area, wanted to be with this organization, has been frustrated as you know what, and yet finally got some redemption. So while I look at the box score and the lack of impact plays and the statistics and the numbers and all of that, and while I thirst for more and I want more, And I want to see those guys engulf people. While you don't always get that, I still feel good for a guy like Jonathan Allen. And hope you do too, because what he's been through, not only for his entire career, but just this year, think about it. He had, you know, a torn bicep tendon, or a pec, I should say a pec, and people thought he was out for the year. And here he is, and he came back in the regular season. And here he is. All right, let's get to our guy AP. From Greenbelt, of course, always busy, always taking care of us, here in America, and always a good call. AP, your time to shine. Congratulations, pal. I'll shut up. Here we go.
Finally, Chris Russell.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
I thought you were going to bust out. We're in the NFC Championship game. But you know, but the ones are in the air, my friend. How are you? Congratulations.
Hey, Russ, in the words of the late Kobe Bryant, in the words of the player that once upon a time played for the Rams, I think it was either the St. Louis Rams, maybe the L.A. Rams, but they said these specific words. We're not done yet.
Mm-hmm.
Job's not done. We're not done yet.
Mm-hmm.
So as good as it feels to be in the NFC Championship, and I mean, Lord have mercy, it feels good. Like, I was watching it with my son. It was a beautiful feeling. He had his Jaden Daniels jersey on. I had my Salute the Service, you know, Scary Terry jersey on. It was just amazing. Like,
and your little boy doesn't even know who Jaden Daniels is. How about that?
Hey, I tell you what. Hey, one thing about the beautiful technology and iPhone and everything of that nature, memories. And
yep.
I'm going to share every last one of them.
You're right.
It's a blessing, first and foremost, to just share it with him and have the opportunity to share it with him, just to be alive to see this, because I've been kind of off the grid a little bit. You know, I lost a good friend to, she had complications from a stroke, and I lost her.
I'm so sorry.
You know, she's a real good friend. Yeah. And she was a diehard Washington fan. So, time I make a post, every time I celebrate, you know, our victories and everything like that, it's definitely for her as well. You know, I'm sharing that with her.
I understand that. And I'm sorry for your loss. And, you know, the only thing you hope is that, you know, there's a little heavenly,
For sure. She, you know
what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
She's looking
divine, you know, intervention.
She's looking
down
from the heavens, and
yeah,
exactly. She's got the best seat in the house. I put it like that.
There you go.
She's got the best seat in the house. She's, you know, she's in a better place. No more pain, no more suffering. But, you know, I called you and I guarantee victory, Chris. And, you know, I did that not because I'm a fanboy. I did it because I'm a realist, and I sat and listened to you Saturday, and I heard the callers, you know, calling with, you know, just venom and fury and just so angry at you, and I'm just like, look, we have to have cautious optimism.
Yeah.
Like, we cannot just automatically think, yeah, you know, we're gonna no. We have to respect our opponent, because those 15 wins and 2 losses, you know, they fought for those wins. You know, they weren't playing any scrubs. You know, they went toe-to-toe with the Bills, and, you know, if their defense wasn't battered with injury, they probably would have won that game. Heck, they probably would have beat us if they had Aiden Hutchinson out there. Who knows? But, again, you know, we can never underestimate our opponent. And, you know, our first meeting with Philly, they were tough. You know, we lost. Jaden wasn't himself. Second game, we committed turnovers. They cashed in on those turnovers. Saquon Barkley, he is who he is. He's a monster. Like, we're going to have a plan for him. You know, I hope Joe Witt and those guys are, you know, at work as we speak. Well, they're probably not. It's a holiday, but.
Make no mistake. They're at work. I don't know what the plan is, other than remember the last time I think that was the Eagles game, or maybe it was the Falcons game. Mm-hmm. I'd have to go back and double check. But, you know, putting Daron Payne more at end, bulking up, trying to seal mm-hmm. the edge. I mean, what you can do, if you're struggling to contain him. But the one thing about Saquon Barkley is if you give him a little sliver, and we saw it a little bit with Jahmyr Gibbs the other night, if you give him a little sliver, even if you're in pretty good position, as the Rams were a couple of times yesterday, if you don't make that tackle, and if you don't have him absolutely squared up, and if you don't keep him from having opportunity after opportunity to bust you and break you, then you're going to be in for a long day.
Agreed.
Now, because the Eagles are only here because of Saquon Barkley.
Exactly. And I will say, like, you know, and just like how Lamar had Derrick Henry, you know, it's a complimentary back to what he can do as a runner. And, I mean, I don't know how effective he'll be with the injury he sustained, but – I mean, these guys got tree stumps for thighs and legs, man. Like, they squat together over 1,000 pounds. Like, they're going to be tough. And I just hope the adjustments we made last game, we make coming out the gates. Because what we don't want is to get behind in that Philly game. Mm-hmm. We got to come out firing on all cylinders, and we got to hit them in the mouth.
Yes, sir.
And we got to take the fan base out of the game. I know you got a lot of callers, Chris. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Appreciate you, JP. Glad you had that moment with your son, and all and our thoughts, obviously, on the loss of your close friend there. That that's tough. You know, and so many listen, you know, you never want to, you know, you never want to be too mushy and sentimental and all that stuff. You know, unfortunately, life has an expiration date, right? But you hope somehow, some way, that a little inspiration, and, happiness and healing, is a part of professional sports. My guy, AP, appreciate that. Before we take a timeout here, just want to pass this along. Adam Schefter just tweeting this out, just a moment ago. The Jets are scheduled to interview Lance Newmark, Commander's Assistant General Manager, on Tuesday for a second time. Of course, Newmark was in Detroit for 26 years, saw him a whole bunch, put up a bunch of, you know, video of him and Adam Peters in the box next to us in Detroit. He was certainly very happy to beat his former team, but he's got a good relationship, supposedly, with Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. And while Ben Johnson's not going to the Jets, Aaron Glenn might be, and that might be the combined ticket as they look for both a GM and a head coach. So Lance Newmark going to get a second interview with the Jets as rumors crank up that he and Ben Johnson are a ticket to go to the Raiders. 250 on the Team 980. Let's take a timeout. And when we return, we are going to play our final player interview, very short. Austin Eckler on the other side. Then Jay Gruden live at 3 o'clock. And in the final hour, in addition to Jay Gruden, you will hear my very quick conversation along with Ben Standig with Commanders owner Josh Harris, right after the Commanders win on Saturday night in Detroit. A lot of show left to do. If you want to hop in, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We are your home for the NFC Championship game this Sunday, Washington in Philadelphia, for a trip to Super Bowl 59. All right, we welcome you back here at the end of hour number two. Still to come, Jay Gruden live in his normal spot just after 3 o'clock. We'll analyze everything that we saw on Saturday night and throughout the weekend and take a look at the NFC Championship game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Commanders. As well, very short conversation with Commanders owner, oh yes, yes indeed, Josh Harris. Ben Standing and I cornered him outside the Commander's locker room, and he was nice enough to give us about a minute and a half, minute and 45 seconds, but I think you want to hear that if you haven't already seen the video. Stay tuned for that. But right here, right now, a quick conversation after the game with Austin Eckler, part of that three running back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Rotation that was so huge for the Commanders on Saturday night.
We made a couple of big plays, but obviously that, I think it was 35-yard, one that set up the last touchdown, I think it was. How good did that feel in that spot?
Oh, yeah, always feels good to break a run. Shout out to the O-line for giving me a crease, but especially that late in the game where it's like, hey, we need to continue to push the ball down the field. We want to get ourselves in a position to score, but also keep the clock running. When you get open up like that, it feels good for sure.
You make that play, obviously several other plays. B-Rob comes back and rips off chunks, has touchdowns. Jeremy McNichol finishes off. How about this running back group? Well, as a whole, all of you guys just kicking
it. How about the offense, man? I mean, look at us. What is it, like 5 or 6 touchdowns today, something like that? And, you know, Jaden played well. We had no turnovers as well. So it's just a testament to everyone, you know, offensive line, quarterbacks, running backs, tight ends, all of us.
Was the atmosphere at all, even in the beginning when they were up 7-0, intimidating, or was it just a normal?
Were they up 7-0?
I think they were, right?
It was like 3-7 or something like that?
I thought it was 7-0, but maybe
know.
I'm wrong.
I don't know.
So much
play,
work.
Man. We got to go. We don't matter what the score is.
So it was just football
playing.
For you guys. It wasn't like...
It's continue to stay locked in, continue to move the ball forward. That's what we got to do regardless.
Real quickly, I mean, you have obviously been in the playoffs before. This is a different level, I think, for everybody around here. What does it feel like to be in the NFC Championship game?
Feels great. You know, it means we're taking care of business, and we're looking to do the same thing next week.
All right, that is Austin Eckler right after the game and the win. Of course, he was huge on that first drive. He had a big, big, big blitz pickup and screen gain, and then that 35-yard run that we mentioned that helped ice the win in the fourth quarter in Detroit. So, again, this hour you heard from Austin Eckler, Jonathan Allen, and Dante Fowler Jr. If you missed any of that, you can hit the Odyssey Rewind or go back and check the podcast. Matty, you'll have it all carved up and labeled for you at theteam980.com. Coming up next hour, again, a quick conversation with Commanders owner Josh Harris, along with Ben Standig. And next, live, is my guy, Jay Gruden. He joins us straight ahead, right here on your home for the NFC Championship between the Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles. It is the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.